Welcome to Jessica Massey on the podcast. This is the Money Love Affair series. My name's Jess. I am your host. I am a woman's empowerment coach, spiritual business mentor, wealth coach, and manifestation queen. And we are here to talk all things money, to help you expand your relationship with money, and to talk about it in a way that you have never heard of us spoken about before. This is where we do things differently. I'm so excited to have you here. Now buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the journey. Your relationship with sex is the same as your relationship with money. And those of you that have been around for a long time have been hearing about my celibacy journey. Now this episode is, it's an interesting one to speak about. And I decided and I made the commitment to myself and to you to be open and to share these experiences. So, here we go. So I started my celibacy journey a little bit later than this time last year. So it's been about 10 months now. I wanted to do it for a year for no other reason than a rule. And now, okay, celibacy is a lot different to me than like what other people say it is. You're not just abstaining from sex. Celibacy doesn't just mean, oh, well, I haven't had sex in a year, so I've been celibate. Absolutely not. Celibacy is a really sacred union with yourself. It's a commitment. Like, I had a ceremony for myself. It was a big opening and a level of expansion that I had never experienced before. It was a level of depth that I'd never been in touch with my body like that before, and my soul in my heart. And it really allowed me to communicate with men in a way that I had never before, where sex was literally off the table because I'd made a vow to myself. And it really changes the way you interact with everyone. So women out there, if you're still dealing with, you know, those sexual traumas, sexual pain stored in your body, I highly recommend practicing celibacy, at least for a little while, because it really does change a lot for you internally. In saying that, there is a time and a place for everything. And I think sometimes the time is just up. Sometimes you holding on to something creates more of a blockage than it would be to let it go. And now we can go in so many different avenues here, which are that a message that really came through strongly today, actually. Are you willing to let go of everything you used to be in order to become who you want to be? Are you willing to let it all go? Are you willing to let go of all the stories, all the rules that you've created around yourself? Are you willing to actually let yourself be open to new experiences, to new people, to new things, to new all of it? Because that's where the expansion lies, right? That's the expansion. That's the great stuff. It's through opening. And yes, with opening comes a closing of something. Like, you need to create space in order for it to happen. So when you decide that you want to change, it's really important that you become okay with letting go of the thing you want to most hold on to. I'll say it like that. Because celibacy for me, I was really comfortable doing it now. And I was so certain that I was going to end it with the guy that I was going to marry, right? And that's okay, you know, it still might happen. It doesn't actually matter, is what I'm getting at. The closeness and the avoidance that I had now created towards having sex because of the celibacy that I was holding on to was stronger than the celibacy was in the beginning. Does that make sense? So instead of being open and loving and receptive, I was now really closed. And I'm really glad that I have the self-awareness now to witness that inside of me, right? It's really important. Self-awareness is key. So once you witness it inside of yourself, you have the opportunity to go, am I going to hold on to this or am I going to change? And in every single moment, choose change. If you're able to witness something that you're holding on to for not the benefit of your highest good, right? So the opposite, the highest good would allow you to change, then like, just let it go. I can hear people asking, how do you let it go? How do you let it go? It's actually not that hard. It's really not hard. It just requires, I was going to say strength. And there's also like a bit of softness that happens as well. A bit of surrendering of like, well, I did it for as long as it served me, and now it doesn't serve me anymore. It is the surrender that allows more to come in, right? Have you ever had an experience where you're manifesting something so, so, so hard, you're manifesting it and you're like, I must have this thing. I will not settle without, like, this is exactly what I need and I refuse to have anything less. And then it doesn't happen. And it still doesn't happen. And the dog's running around. So it doesn't happen and it doesn't happen. And you give up. You go, fine, I give up. I'm actually okay without it. And then it happens. Right, the second that you actually let go, it all comes true. How cool is that? It's no coincidence. I know some people listening telling me, oh, that's just coincidence. Nope. It is surrender. You created it. It's a part of the journey. So if you notice yourself holding onto something too much, you're actually blocking what you want coming in. Right? It is the attachment that creates, I'm going to say, repulsion of what you want. Like, it literally pushes away. Imagine you've got two ends of the magnet. It creates that push away instead of the attraction together, because surrender and gratitude, even when you feel it, like, it comes to you. Like, I want to come to you when you're in that state. It is so attractive. So attractive. Yes, it is from there. Now, how does this relate to money? Well, everything relates to money. Okay. If you're being like that in relationships, holding onto something, it's such a big energy portal. Like, such a big energy portal. If you were just to keep blocking that by going, nah, it's not meant to be. I'm not ready yet. What messages do you think you're sending out to the universe? You're saying, I'm not ready yet. And so universes keep going to go, well, she's not ready yet. We won't give it to her yet. Whereas if you just act ready and feel ready, then it will come. And it comes from the being open, like, open yourself up, crack yourself up so much that it hurts. Discomfort is normal, right? If you're comfortable all the time, you're not growing. And this is only a problem if you want to grow, yes. And I know every single person listening to this wants to grow, wants to change, wants to shift, wants to evolve. I'm a freaking Scorpio. I'm a freaking Scorpio. I ignite this in you. I know that everyone that's drawn here is called to go deeper, to go to the depths, because the depths are so actual beautiful. They're so beautiful. If you go there with the right intention and the right openness, like, anything gets to be created from there. It is just, I literally imagine the sea and we're just swimming around in there, and you get to make it as beautiful as you want. This has been Money Love Affair, Jessica Massey on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.